about this building and where we are.
This building here is actually the old fire station, which was built quite a few years ago, obviously, when we had a fire on the island.
Right.
And because of that, we because of the burst of this one particular fire, someone died.
Right.
And so they felt that the community needed to get itself together and build this building. So it's actually very good, but it finished functioning as a fire station in 1999.
Okay.
We had the first woman fire people. A lot of people worked during the day, and so the ladies on the island thought, well, I'll take all the fire engine, and so if any calls are made, then they'll be out there fighting any fires that happen to be occur on the island or close by in Whanaupo. One time when we had a terrible flooding down on the terrace whereby there was a high tide, king tide coming through, and the tide just came across the road, and because there was a blockage on the storage blockage, unfortunately, came through, and because everything, the all the drainage, everything apparently with a king tide at the bottom. The road onto the people's homes, on the other side of the road from the waterfront, and it was just diabolical. The beauty of it was actually the people from all over the island just went down a lot of the night, just taking whatever they could to help them, and it was quite furious. Well, I was quite emotional about the whole thing.
Tell me a bit about the library.
The library was actually in threat of the whole building actually was in threat of being the whole section was going to go. So in 1997 the committee got together, Peter Hawkins, Nelson Harry, were able to and a group of other people managed to get the library going and started, so it was really lovely. And we did rosters to get going. Also, we had a lot of people donated a lot of books. A lot of the books are actually donated from within the community.
And who uses the library space?
A lot of the library space is used by a lot of youngsters who come in, and also the parents. But it's lovely though, it's lovely. A lot of older people now come back to the island. And it's lovely because they come in and it's actually, it's good for them and walk in distance.
And it says free produce, so people come and put their...
people free produce on there, it's lovely. It's really got excess of oranges and mandarins or whatever, people just pop them there.
It seems like there's a lot of sharing, it's very much people are exchanging and sharing with each other and sort of looking out for each other a little bit.
Yes, we do, especially when you notice that the COVID period, a lot of people who are aware of those who are on their own, and they make sure that they're okay.
Okay.
So it's actually really good to feel that they're well looked after.
Any other kind of special events or anything like
that? Oh, events. Well, we had the 150th anniversary of the celebration of the island.
Okay.
That was fantastic. Yeah. So many people pulled together and helped out there. We had the Maori Kamatoa in the area. They came onto the island and blessed the event.
Great.
And it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And we also have every year a raft race on the island.
Yeah, what kind of rafts do they make?
Oh, made from everything, all sorts of different, joined, superwoods joined together, or wood joined together, and they have a bonfire with flower bombs, what they call it.
Great.
They can stop people from going here from the other side.
Oh, really? Okay.
But it's all good fun. Yeah.
And are some of these rafts seaworthy, or do some of them?
It's only just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only just, but they get there if you're lucky, but they've got to come back too.
Right. Yeah.
We also have a sand parade every year.
Okay.
And for the sand parade is the island, so we have a lot of people who participate in that, the local businesses, and of course the fire brigade.
And what happens in the centre parade?
Oh, okay. At 9 o'clock on Christmas morning, they all assemble in line, just outside the fire station here.
Yeah.
And all there are a lot of people on the island, and also in Whenuapai who are avid vintage car
enthusiasts,
and so they also get the cars all cleaned and polished up for that day. And Santa used to come in a float, but now he's driven on a trailer, a tractor.
Great.
No, it's really good. It's good fun.